City Councilor John Haverlick this week told his fellow councilors that the city needed to get a better handle on maintenance work before it considers building any new facilities.
I think some of the facilities we have now are falling through the cracks. And looking at putting new facilities with not being able to take care of what we have now, I think is a big problem. Big enough to where I wouldn't feel comfortable in going with anything more than what we have till we get control of what we have now.
Haverlick mentioned the recent problems at the old pool building as an example. The current city council plans to survey the structure to see whether it can be renovated and used for another purpose. The city had originally planned to tear the building down, and late last year the sprinkler pipes froze because the building had not been winterized. Part of the problem, according to Haverlick, is that it was unclear who was responsible for the old pool building.
I don't think we have a handle on who's taking care of what. And I'd either like to propose, and maybe during the budget session, a facilities manager where someone is going through and making sure that there's someone taking care of every building and every aspect of those buildings as far as preventive maintenance to current maintenance and projected maintenance. Before we look at building anything else or expanding anything or... Because I think we're falling down.
Haverlick suggested the city should get all the department heads together to talk about the issue.
And I think we really need to either appoint someone, or when we get all these department heads together, call them together and say, okay, who's doing what? And is there a plan for your building now? Is there a plan in the future? What do you need? What needs to be done? Are we in trouble with some things?
The heating system at the new pool also had some problems this winter that resulted in the facility shutting down for a few days until repairs could be made. Interim City Manager Kathy O'Rear said city staff have been discussing the maintenance issue as well.
Internally, we have been talking about possibly doing just strictly a maintenance division. Like now, we right now have two guys that are facilities maintenance. Maybe it would behoove the city to bring in... Like there's a parks and rec maintenance guy, there's a maintenance guy that does Mountain View Manor, there's a guy that downs groundwork. Maybe it's time to have a bigger, bring these guys in underneath building maintenance.
Then Arir said all the maintenance staff would be trained to work on all city facilities rather than just one specific area. Arir said later in the week that she was looking at having an internal committee to consider consolidation of maintenance staff under one supervisor or department, though she did not envision that would include the schools or the hospital, which are facilities that are owned by the city but run independently. Currently, the city has just two general maintenance employees who work in the Community Development Department. Most of the other departments and enterprise funds have their own maintenance staff. Same goes for the school and the hospital buildings. Mayor Al Dwyer liked the idea of having all the maintenance staff for all city-owned buildings, including the schools and the hospital, answering to one supervisor.
And they should all answer to him, and they should backcharge the hospital or the school or the museum or whatever the heck it is. They should get back charged in their budget for the time that these maintenance guys spend on their facilities, rather than have those maintenance people working for the department heads. It just doesn't work because you have no control over the maintenance guy. And we need a full-time, real maintenance person, somebody who knows what he's doing.
Dwyer suggested one of the city's current maintenance employees could do the job. Overall, he thought it would lead to more efficiency.
Maintenance people anymore are not handymen. They're tradesmen that know how to maintain heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems and plumbing systems and electrical systems. They're trained to do this. And we save a bundle of dough if we had something like that.
Councilor Ed Sarf thought having some sort of citywide maintenance supervisor would ease some of the burden on individual department heads.
You know, one of the things that with a department head doing it, well, he's also trying to do a thousand other things. But a person doing that has a focus, and that'll be what he does, and in each department. And so I think that makes a heck of a lot of sense because that's where his emphasis and focus is going to be.
While there is some support among staff for having maintenance for city-run facilities under one department or supervisor, there could be some complications if the city council decides it wants to include maintenance staff for city-owned but independently run facilities like the school district. The school district does receive about $100,000 in maintenance funds each year from the city in addition to operation funds. But school superintendent Gary Jacobson sees several problems with having school maintenance staff work under a city department.
Oftentimes we have something that comes up immediately, and if we had to go through another entity, and then they would have to schedule maintenance, so on and so forth, it just slows down our response time. Whereas I can get on the phone, I can go over to Ty, you know, and say, Ty, we need this done now. And he and or Dan can do it right away. Whereas if we had to go through another entity, you know, it's going to delay our response quite a bit, which I don't like.
Also, the school's two maintenance positions are considered supervisory, thus they're exempt from union membership. And under a city supervisor, they'd likely have to be part of the Alaska Public Employees Association. Jacobson says in order for the schools to even think about the idea, it would need to show a substantial savings. He encourages the city to include school officials in any discussions. The city council will likely discuss the idea again during a budget work session later this month. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.